We are wrapping up the month of February on a very cold note. Wind chill values were well below zero this morning, and highs today have been in the single digits and teens across New York and western New England. The bright spot has been the bright sunshine. It hasn't done much to help the air temperature, but the sun angle is getting higher each day. Surely that's a sign that spring is not too far away, but there is very little spring in the forecast for the next several days, as winter will have a firm grip on our weather for the first week of March. So if it were a battle between winter and spring, winter would be strong in the early rounds, but we all know that spring will win out in the end. High pressure is directly over our region this afternoon and will drift to our east tonight. Temperatures will free fall this evening under a clear sky with light wind, dry air, and that snowpack in place. Lows will be in the single digits below zero in most areas. It will be as cold as 20 below zero in the typically colder locations. We will likely achieve these minimum temperatures around midnight. Clouds will roll in during the second half of the night. Clouds will increase through the day tomorrow as a cold front approaches our western area. A few flurries or snow showers are possible, especially north and west of Albany tomorrow afternoon. It will be less cold tomorrow, with highs in the 20s to around 30 degrees. Another front will drop into the region on Sunday. That could trigger a few snow showers. Highs will once again be in the 20s to around 30. The next storm threat is in the Sunday night and Monday time frame. This storm could bring accumulating snow to the region, especially for the Albany area on south and east. This happens to be the same storm that is bringing rain to drought-stricken areas of the western U.S. right now. Once this storm moves over land, we'll have a better grasp of what its impacts will be around here early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds later at night, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries or snow showers, high 25 to 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds after midnight, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries or snow showers, high 25 to 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero, and tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits below zero, tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of an afternoon flurry, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Monday mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, high in the teens and 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.